Execution Eve dinner celebration.
Get up, you lazy good-for-nothing! The hawk, or in this case, Sir Hawk, yelled as he struck the dungeon bars with his sword. Clang, clang, clang!
I awoke from my nap, startled and confused. Even though I'd only been there 5 or 6 hours, it felt like that many days.
What's going on? I muttered groggily. You're expected at the Queen's Execution Eve dinner, Sir Hawk answered as he opened the dungeon door. Hurry up. You don't want to keep Her Highness waiting. She's very impatient.
Go away. I'm not hungry. I grumped and covered my head with my tattered blanket like a spoiled toddler.
You don't have a choice, he scowled. If the Queen tells you to eat, you're going to eat, or it's off with your pretty little head, got it?
I snatched the blanket off my head and glared at that guy. Then I said, Sorry, dude, but I'm staying right here in my cell. You can wake me up after my execution. Sir Hawk pulled a foot-long salami sandwich out of his boot and snarfed it down. Then he burped louder than a large moose.
This isn't a joke, Pipsqueak. If I don't take you to the Queen, she's going to execute me, he said in a quivering voice. That lady is mean and scary.
Even though I was the prisoner, I actually felt sorry for the guy, so I agreed to go to the Queen's dinner. I had originally planned to grab some chicken wingdings, punch, and cake to take back to my cell. But unfortunately, the Queen had a much more elaborate evening planned for me. I was surprised to see so many people there. They were dressed in ball gowns and tuxedos, mingling and eating hors d'oeuvres. The Queen was there too, and she was absolutely furious about something. She pointed a finger right in my face and started screaming at me like she had lost her mind or something.
You're late, she screamed. Do you know how bad you've made me look in front of my guests? How am I supposed to throw an Execution Eve dinner party when the person getting executed isn't here?
I'm really sorry, Your Highness. I didn't mean to be late, but I was locked in your...
And why are you still in those horrible peasant rags? Have you no shame? Are you trying to embarrass me in front of my guests?
I apologize, but I couldn't shop for a dress even if I wanted to, I answered somewhat sarcastically.
I've been locked in your dungeon all day, remember? That is no excuse, the Queen shrieked. If you ruin my execution dinner, it's off with your head. Do you understand?
I nodded. The king, who I could have sworn was my school newspaper advisor, Mr. Zimmerman, sat nervously beside his wife.
I don't mean to intrude, dear, the king said timidly, but technically you're going to execute her anyway, so...
Silence! The queen yelled.
Yes, dear, where are my manners? The king stammered nervously. Why don't I... Go get you a drink of cold punch, sweetheart.
Hello, world, I'm here, someone squealed.
I couldn't believe my eyes when Mackenzie sashayed into the party wearing a shimmery black chiffon witch dress and holding a diamond-encrusted gold broom.
Don't I look stunning? She twirled around like she was on a fashion runway. Take it in, darlings. Gletch is the new Glamazon.
I just rolled my eyes at that girl. Gletch was Mackenzie's cheesy slang word for a glamorous witch.
I was like, sorry, girlfriend, but the only thing glitching here is your brain. But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me.
Darling, if it isn't the Witch of the West, the queen exclaimed. You look amazing, as always.
She walked away to chat with her. I just stood there alone, scared and desperate to escape.
but every exit was blocked by the queen's guards. I sighed and hung my head.
I'm doomed, I groaned as I sadly munched on a cold, greasy duck gizzard meatball.
Psst, I heard someone say. I looked around, but I couldn't figure out where the sound was coming from.
Psst, came the sound again.
I stared, dumbfounded, at a large potted plant sitting a few feet behind me.
Wait, that thing wasn't there a minute ago.
That's when a smiling face suddenly popped out of the leaves.
Ack!
I screamed.
But Brianna, is that you?
I stammered, trying to contain my happiness.
Yep, she answered. You didn't think I was going to just stand by and let you get executed, did you?
OMG, I'm so happy to see you, I cried. Please, just get me out of here.
Chill out, girlfriend, or you're gonna blow my cover.
The plant, Brianna, hissed at me.
Okay, sorry, you're a lifesaver, I gushed.
So what's the plan? How are you going to get me out of here? Brianna scratched her head with her leafy hand.
Actually, I haven't figured that part out yet.
I'm going to be executed in less than 12 hours, and you don't have a plan? I screeched, quietly.
Sorry, but I spent half a day just figuring out how to sneak into this castle. It wasn't easy coming up with such a brilliant disguise. I look like a real houseplant, don't you think?
Ugh, Brianna, I groaned, super annoyed. Like I said, I'm doomed.
Don't be such a pessimist. Just give me some time, okay? Brianna said. I'll come up with a brilliant plan very soon. Trust me. But in the meantime, just try to enjoy your dinner party. You are the guest of honor. By the way, congratulations.
I just rolled my eyes at that girl.
Anyway, just keep the queen distracted for me. And whatever you do, don't mention a talking plant with pigtails, she instructed me.
Got it, I said, giving her a thumbs up.
Oh, there's one more thing, Brianna added, and it's extremely important.
What do you need me to do? I asked.
Well, all this sneaking around has made me quite thirsty, she said. Can you do me a favor and water me? About a gallon would do it.
Water you? Brianna, I think you might be taking this plant thing a bit too seriously. Just then, the queen's butler rang a bell, summoning everyone to the dinner table.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the execution eve feast begin, the queen declared as the crowd applauded. Thank you all for coming. The only thing I enjoy more than watching heads roll is celebrating the joyous event with all of you, my loyal subjects.
I swallowed hard and shot Brianna a terrified look.
Who says stuff like that? I whispered. This woman's completely insane. Forget the execution, Brianna snarked. You'd have to be criminally insane to decorate with all these tacky red hearts when it's not even Valentine's Day.
I rolled my eyes at her again.
Sorry, she said sheepishly. Anyway, you better rejoin the party before she gets mad again. We don't need her losing her temper and executing you during your execution celebration dinner.
Unfortunately, as crazy as it sounded, I had to admit that Brianna was right.
Okay, Brianna, good luck coming up with a rescue plan. I'll see you soon, I said, hopefully, as I gave her another quick hug.
Then I turned around and bumped right into
Mackenzie! OMG, I actually peed my pants.
I've heard of tree huggers, but plant huggers? She snarled at me. What's going on?
The experts say talking to plants helps them to grow, I stammered nervously.
Guard! I'm allergic to creepy, sneaky plants like this one. Chop it into itty-bitty pieces and throw it into the fire now!
Mackenzie screeched.
Brianna, no!
I've been crying for hours, and I can't seem to stop. It's hard to believe that Mackenzie actually murdered my fairy godmother. Brianna lost her life just trying to help me. I feel so horrible right now. I know Brianna wasn't perfect, but I wish I had been a lot nicer to her and told her how much I appreciated her. It's easy to take people you really care about for granted. Then one day they're out of your life. Even though the Brianna plant had been chopped to pieces and burned in the fireplace, I had managed to grab a small leaf and hide it in my pocket. It was all that I had left of her. With a very heavy heart, I sadly fulfilled Brianna's last request and watered her. With my very own tears.